This is Fresh Air. In the hit thriller Long Legs, Micah Monroe plays an FBI agent tracking a serial killer with a possible satanic connection. It also stars Nicolas Cage and Blair Underwood. It's the latest from writer-director Osgood Perkins, whose previous horror movies include The Black Coat's Daughter and Gretel and Hansel. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
I have friends who can handle just about any kind of horror movie, except for the ones involving demonic possession and the occult. Oddly enough, that's the subgenre I've always found the most comforting. Some of these movies, like this year's Immaculate and The First Omen, may exploit religion for easy scares, but they can also confront and affirm matters of faith with a sincerity that Hollywood rarely attempts. That's why The Exorcist is not just one of the great horror films, but also one of the great religious films. It gives the devil his due, but it puts the fear of God in you, too. There's nothing remotely comforting, however, about the occult activity going on in Long Legs, a tense and frightening new movie in which evil is everywhere and God seems entirely absent. Part of what makes the film so effective is that it doesn't really depend on secrets or surprises. The writer and director Osgood Perkins summons an atmosphere of dread so intense it's practically spoiler-proof. We meet the nightmarish villain known as Longlegs in the very first scene. He's a small-town oddball, played with a big fright wig and creepy prosthetic makeup by an almost comically terrifying Nicolas Cage. The authorities are stumped by Longlegs, a satanic serial killer who never once lays a finger on his victims. His crimes all appear to be clear-cut murder-suicides, in which a husband and father kills his family before taking his own life. But at each crime scene, Longlegs leaves behind a letter, written in a code reminiscent of the Zodiac Killer, that makes clear there will be more murders to come. To help crack the case, the FBI taps an upstart agent. That's Lee Harker, played by Micah Monroe, who has psychic abilities. The clairvoyant detective is a cliché, but Perkins treats it with a conviction that makes it feel almost fresh. In one suspenseful early scene, Harker is out in the field with an agent, Fisk, who makes the mistake of ignoring one of her premonitions. Sometime later, Harker debriefs what happened with another agent, Carter, played by a wonderfully world-weary Blair Underwood.
Tell me your version of what happened in Colfax with the shooting of Agent Fisk.
It's hard to explain, sir. It's like something tapping me on the shoulder, telling me where to look.
You identified a suspect's house. With no prior knowledge, no real indication that it was any way different than all the cookie cutters all around it. Anything like that ever happened to you before, Agent Harker?
From time to time, sir.
Well, maybe we'll just call you highly intuitive.
Yes, sir.
Micah Monroe came to fame fleeing supernatural terrors in the movie It Follows, and she was quietly mesmerizing a few years ago as a woman being stalked in the Hitchcockian thriller Watcher. Here, even when she's playing the hunter instead of the hunted, she seems terrified, even haunted, by what she uncovers. Of all the movies that inspired Long Legs, the clearest influence is The Silence of the Lambs, with its serial killer cat-and-mouse games. Harker is basically the Clarice Starling to Long Legs' Hannibal Lecter. Reinforcing the connection between the two movies, Long Legs is set in the 90s, which explains the lack of cell phones. That's not the only way in which Perkins' movie seems to have emerged from an earlier era. You've seen bits and pieces of this story countless times before. The crime scene photos, the indecipherable puzzles, the killer's sadistic taunts, the detective's dogged persistence. Longlegs reminded me of many other mysteries in which killers take an insidious, hands-off approach. From Agatha Christie's 1975 novel, Curtain, to Kiyoshi Kurosawa's brilliant 1997 thriller, Cure. But if elements of the story can feel derivative, Perkins' filmmaking rarely is. Using eerily precise compositions and dimly lit interiors, he finds a brooding menace in seemingly ordinary places. Even when he unleashes a jump scare or a sinister home video-style flashback, his control of tone never wavers. He gets sharp performances, too, from actors like Alicia Witt, as Harker's fanatically religious mother, and Kiernan Shipka, as the one known survivor of Longlegs' crimes. As for Nicolas Cage, he's as memorable as you'd expect. The actor may be no stranger to going wildly over the top, but I can't recall him ever having played a figure of such pure, unmitigated evil. And it's that sense of evil, with no hope of escape or redemption in sight, that gives Longlegs its unsettling power. Even so, some of that power does dissipate in the closing stretch, when it's finally revealed, so to speak, what the hell is going on. The solution makes a certain sense, but it's also a little deflating. And it's a reminder that sometimes an explanation has a way of ruining things. A joke, a mystery, and even a good scare.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed Longlegs. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you missed, like our conversation with Todd Frankel on the history of the AR-15, the gun used in the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump, or with Julianne Nicholson on being a character actor and her Emmy Award-winning performance in Mare of Easttown, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with technical and engineering help from Adam Stanishevsky. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the NPR Wine Club, bringing people wines inspired by NPR shows. Whether purchasing a few bottles or joining the club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older, nprwineclub.org. And from SmartMouth, committed to the prevention of bad breath for 24 hours, SmartMouth mouthwash, toothpaste, and more can be found nationwide at stores or at smartmouth.com.